day for that AGM Airlines Flight 214 to San Francisco, and that's where we get started this Monday morning, the 8th of July. Last week on this day, it was the 1st of July, so you add 7 to 1. Whew, look at what you get. You have 8. So today, the 8th, the week where people get back sort of to work in the stride of things, although I think for most part, the summer is not the same as the rest of the year, so we'll count on things coming back to normal after Labor Day and give it the old college try. For those of us who stick around and work or do things during the summertime, hello, congratulations, welcome to our fraternity. Fraternity of the Doug Steffen Good Day program on Monday includes Ken Kessler, who's here as part of the family to overview the Twitter and Facebook, other social media things on the comings and goings of those conversations, that information, those important stories that are worth some time, and the cockpit voice recorder recovered from that flight indicated the pilots asked controllers for another attempt at landing just before the jet crashed at SFO. Apparently, this is not, and this shows you, Kenny, the naivete of the news media, the inexperience of most of these reporters who tried to make either... I actually was trying to figure out what they were doing. I watched three or four different people, young pup reporters, try to take apart what the 777 was all about. They'd say, well, there's never been a real problem with it, but, you know, trying to find a problem in a plane that... And it's sort of a personal thing here with me, because I remember being in the Boeing plant doing a radio program. I had been invited to come to the plant by Boeing and the affiliate that I had at the time in Seattle and do the program on the launch day, the day the first 777 was delivered to United Airlines. So I did my program that morning from the largest building in the world, save the hangar at Kennedy Space Center, where they assemble these planes. And I was under the wing of the first 777 to ever fly commercially. And what an experience that was, to see how the plant operated, to look at this interesting and wonderful plane, and then to have these kids who were probably in diapers when I was doing that try to analyze the plane as if it was the plane's fault, and it isn't, and wasn't. The guy who was flying the plane didn't know what the hell he was doing. That's basically the bottom line. In fact, the pilot who was landing this plane was making his first landing with this particular type of aircraft. Even though he had a lot of flight time, he had minimal time, like he'd been across the Atlantic two or three times, it appears, in the second seat. And the other thing that speaks to the viability of the plane itself is the fact that only two people were killed. It speaks to the crew getting people out of the plane. It speaks to the ability of the plane to take what was thrown at it that day. So anyway, there may have been a couple of other people. They're not. I guess it looks like, Kenny, they don't really have all of the numbers right yet. Whether there were a couple of other people that may have been killed and they couldn't figure that out, I don't know why they couldn't figure it out, but have you got anything on that? Do you have any inkling? Have you seen anything that would indicate any more about what the number was? Two, but there may have been some other people stuck in the plane or in... I don't know what the numbers are, and it seems kind of confusing at this point. They ought to know what the numbers are, don't you think?
Yeah, the only numbers that I have seen were that two were killed and 182 were hospitalized. I don't know if that means that some of those who were in the hospital have died now, or if there was someone else in the plane that they got late, but I haven't seen that. One thing I did see, and they're still trying to determine this, is that of the two Chinese teenagers who were killed, It appears that one of them may actually have been killed after she got out of the plane and was struck by an emergency vehicle.
Right. Yeah. The plane didn't experience any problems. They just didn't know what the hell they were doing. that basically, you see the video of the thing as it, they try to pick it up as it's coming in, and they're not over the landing strip. They're basically not really even over the airport yet, and the guy pulls the stick back up and rips the back of the tail off, and kaboom, the plane goes down. That's really what happened. So anyway, this plane is one of the most engineered, it's one of the real gems of what Boeing has ever created. So anyway, Asiana flies from Asia to most of the west coast of America. They don't do, they fly all over Asia, they fly all over the world. They have a fleet of mostly Boeing planes, 747, 777, 767s, and the plane was full. The fact that it came from Seoul, we have Korean Airlines that does that, United Airlines does that. I don't think Americans flying from Korea here. But anyway, the two kids were 16 years old. The accident was the worst jumbo jet crash in the U.S. since 2001, when the American Airlines plane taking off from JFK, remember that? It was actually right after September 11th, seems to me. It was the end of September 1st of October. It was an Airbus, which is a crap can, taking off. I remember this like it was yesterday. It was going, they used those Airbuses because they had a large capacity. They'd run them from JFK down to Miami, that sort of thing, and the plane had taken off and basically went up and came back down again because something had fallen off of the back of the plane. I do remember that. Anyway, that wiped out everybody that was on the plane. So we've had the good safety. I think the bright side or the good side of this, A, it's a shame that those two youngsters lost their lives. It's amazing that as many people who were injured, so few were injured seriously. When you look at the plane and see the holes in it and the fire that obviously developed in it, it's really quite a testament to perhaps the crew getting people out of the plane as well. And so that's really what happened. And other than that, there's a lot of superficial BS going around back and forth. Apparently there was a plane, Alaska plane crash that took place over the weekend as well. Let me see if I can dig around on that and what more we need to know about it, or would you like to know. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. And also, you're certainly welcome to follow this. Kenny, what actually do you have on Facebook and Twitter that adds to the story or opinions? And that people will say, well, see, I told you flying's dangerous. I'm never going to get in the plane. Yeah, that kind of moronic stuff. You probably got a little of that.
James says, how can Asiana Airlines put a trainee pilot in full control of a flight? Airlines need to do training with empty planes. No lives will be at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Newman says, statistically, flying is still far safer than driving.
Yep, it sure is. The safest mode of transportation. The first question is the right question. Management of the airline and how there are often cases, and you'll hear pilots say when they introduce the pilot and the co-pilot, the pilot comes on and says, well, and the pilot's name is Sam and the co-pilot's name is Fred. Well, Fred's going to travel, is going to take the plane across the country because they're sort of training him. But the captains don't let those guys land unless conditions are perfect, but you wouldn't certainly do it when the guy's only got 43 hours in the plane. That's just stupid. Anyway, there is a lot of conversation about this, which we'll throw into the mix here, as what you have come to realize on this program, what we do here in this hour is take a lot of excerpts from various programs that Ken has monitored over the weekend, in this case, and the Sunday morning information and question programs, the so-called news interview shows that all the networks have. We use a lot of that for fodder for conversation, and that's the direction in which we will go in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe 3 or 4 in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so in terms of what there is in the knowledge department, there were 10 people aboard an air taxi in Anchorage. The aircraft crashed and engulfed in flames before firefighters could get to it. This was a de Havilland DH-C3. It was an Otter. A lot of smaller airports use these planes. And it's very common for them this time of year, especially great back and forth. Planes to the islands and things like that. But in terms of what really happened here, the investigators are still working at this. A man who didn't identify himself declined comment, saying the crash was under investigation. There's somebody working for the NTSB. A fire consumed the aircraft after it crashed, and 10 people died. That's pretty much it. Those of you who are in Alaska, got any more info on it, you're certainly welcome to call us, 888-302-3684. Two plane crashes in the conversation this morning, but certainly the one in San Francisco is the one that's getting the most attention. I'm Doug Steffen with Conversation on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide satisfied customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's now 23 and change after the hour. This is sort of like Devastation Monday here. We got the plane crash in San Francisco to talk about, the plane crash in Alaska to talk about, and now a Canadian oil train crash. Quebec town devastated when a runaway train. Remember that song? The movie with John Voight, Runaway Train? And then the one more recently with Chris Pine and Denzel Washington, the trains run away. And this is sort of what happened in Canada over the weekend. This is a real mess. When you look at some of the pictures, Kenny, from this, the trains transporting crude oil in Canada and the United States raise concerns sometimes about derailment. This is certainly sure to add to that discussion. And that'll be where it takes place. And I'm not sure, again, maybe it's too early for people to have a conversation. Trains, again, and the heat buckles the tracks. You know that, right? The heat, like we've had, and Quebec has been just as hot as has been New York State and New England. And so when it gets really hot, these tracks are not always safe. I know somebody who works on one of those crews, and they spend all their time. There are crews that are sectional. For example, this fellow that I know works on the train track that is in the greater Boston area, and they spend in the heat like we've had this past week. They're on duty pretty much 12 hours a day, and they go around the track, and they look to see, they measure about every mile the distance between one side of the track and the other side of the track to see if whatever is, because they now try to unirail this so there are no clickety-clacks in the track. It's not always possible that that's the case. But on that high-speed rail, which we have in the Northeast Corridor, there's not a lot of joints anymore in the track. And so in this circumstance, when the heat gets down on it, and if the bed is rock, you know, sometimes the ties that hold the track together are not in rock and not so hot, but the rock holds the ties in better, but also holds the heat in. So the heat beating down those tracks can sometimes be 300-400 degrees, and it really does a number on it. So anyway, there are 140,000 carloads of crude oil shipped on Canada's tracks every year, and the number keeps going up because this is the best way. If you can't build a pipeline, and the environmentalists won't let you. So here's the discussion, probably, in my mind anyway. You're going to continue to use oil and fossil fuels. How many of you have seen going across, for example, whenever I'm in Arizona and also up in the Dakotas, I'm amazed at the amount of coal that's being shipped in these trains, how long they are, and the oil. As it is a way of transporting that some people see as preferential to the pipeline, then, okay, you don't have an environmental problem until something goes wrong, and then you see a town like this in Canada burn to the ground. Because that's what's happened to this town, where the explosion took place when the cars... And I don't... The other thing that I don't really understand is what kind of oil. It had to have been refined oil of some sort, because crude oil doesn't burn like this. It doesn't explode. It doesn't burn. And so this is probably something that has come from a refinery. And so you've got something that's highly inflammable, especially if it's gasoline or really refined diesel fuel, that kind of stuff, which is jet fuel. The spark, yep, sends up, and if the train goes off the tracks, there's bound to be a lot of sparks, bada, bada, boom, you got it. The train's brakes were the cause of the failure here, that and somehow the train getting loose. It sort of looks like the train that was in the Denzel Washington movie, except some dummy started it and then got off of it, didn't put the brakes on, and that was the premise of the movie. So anyway, that's what's going on in the Canadian oil train crash at this point anyway, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to skip the car rental in favor of borrowing a car from a friend or a relative, you'd better pay attention. Even if their vehicle is insured, you may not be covered. What you want to look for is something called permissive use coverage. This applies to use by another driver who is not part of the household. But this is not standard in all car insurance policies, so make sure the car owner calls to confirm whether it's included in their policy. And if the car is being used for business, ask if the plan covers work-related travel. Otherwise, if the policy is for personal use only, guess what? You're out of luck again. The coverage level may not be the same for people who aren't policyholders. Usually, permissive use coverage only extends the bare minimum for anyone else driving the car. The translation? Even if a policy is for $100,000 of coverage, permissive use may only be $10,000. Ouch. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ah! Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ah! Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop! Ah!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Day so far, because all we've talked about is stuff that's not particularly pleasant. I mean, plane crash in San Francisco, plane crash in Alaska, and they say these things come in threes. Remember that expression? Or that, and I'm, whether the runaway train that killed five people in Quebec is the third in this hat trick of disasters. Let's hope that's the case and people move on. For those of you who weren't around for the discussion in the last half hour, the Asiana Airlines flight that crashed in San Francisco, completely pilot error. Not sure about what caused the plane crash in Alaska yet. It appears that there was operator error, or somehow or other, a train that was driverless. It's pretty much like that movie. Anyway, the brakes failed. It was on hold, and then just as the brakes failed, the train started to move. So, and kept going and derailed. So five people in that town devastated. I think this would be a pretty good argument putting a pipeline in, Kenny. If there's anything else, you don't have to worry about this sort of thing. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, that would take apart that suggestion, say, oh, my God, can you imagine the environmental disaster? Well, what I know about the Alaska pipeline, having been there, as opposed to all the people who criticize it who've never seen it, never been there, don't know really how it operates, the bottom line is that it has been functionally a miracle in many different ways. It has saved a lot, including the species of animals that they were most worried about, because the oil is warm. When it's really cold, all the animals seek shelter under the pipeline. And I thought that was a pretty interesting reality to figure that out. Yeah, it was very cozy. So let's go back to the San Francisco crash for a moment. As you know, our MO here on the Good Day program is to listen around to lots. There are 1,000 stations that carry some kind of conversational, informational, and spoken word format in this country. And so from them, oftentimes a good conversation, they analyze or at least go through some of the bits and pieces of stories. And you can get a guest once in a while who's an expert. For example, here's radio host Terry Gelberg talking to Tim McCullough, who's an aviation expert, about what McCullough thinks actually happened other than what the news media has figured out. Here's maybe a story behind the story.
What can you tell us with your aviation expert eye as to how in the world this plane managed to land with the tail first, and then it kind of pancaked with a big crash in the belly, and then it seemed, according to eyewitnesses, to cartwheel, and then the fuselage area went up in smoke. What can you tell us about what you think went wrong to this Soul flight?
Well, still early days, so one doesn't know, but he's looking at the pictures, and I've actually been watching the pictures and following along on some pilot forums, and actually have even gotten to listen to the air traffic control tapes. It looks like the tail of the airplane hit the brick rack that is short of the runway 28 there at San Francisco. It looks like the tail hit there first. In fact, I've heard that the auxiliary power unit that's in the tail is actually in the water. I don't think the airplane cartwheeled because there's a tweet picture of if you look at the picture, the wings are intact on the aircraft. If the aircraft had cartwheeled, those wings would have been torn off. But if you actually, there's a picture of a Samsung executive who took a picture of and put it on Twitter right as they were getting off the airplane, and you can actually see the hull is pretty intact at that point in time. People are walking off the airplane. Some of them are carrying their carry-on bags, which you're not supposed to do. But I don't think that airplane cartwheeled. I think it hit the tail and then slid. Looks like it slid 1,500 feet. It's just past the 1,000-foot marker off the left side of the runway there.
All right. So all of the plumes that came out of the fuselage area, what then started the fire? Because early reports said it did cartwheel, meaning it was almost on top of itself and then kind of bounced back. You say that's not the case, and yet we've got this big gaping hole from atop. So that suggests, of course, there was fire inside. What can you tell us on your early glance about the fire aspect of this dangerous tragedy, Tim?
Well, it looks like the fire came after they got most of the people out of the airplane, which is a big relief because a lot of people could have got hurt from that fire. If you look at it, it looks like both engines were ripped off the fuselage. In fact, if you look at the picture, you can only see one of the engines. I don't know where the other one is. And the engine is very close underneath the wing. When the engines get ripped off the fuselage like that, it spills a lot of fuel on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what sparked the fire. The fire would just naturally go up inside the fuselage and start burning the top of it.
Yeah, that all makes sense. And plus the fact that he's speculating from looking at the pictures, there isn't a lot of fuel left in this plane. Remember, it's just flown 14 hours from Seoul, so there's not a lot of fuel left in the plane, frankly. The fuel's all in the wings, so if the engine that you can see underneath it is that's hot. And there's oily. Yeah, that all makes sense. And the fact the plane didn't explode on impact speaks volumes about how the plane is constructed, frankly. In looking at it, it was actually flying too slow. That's the latest. I'm just looking at an overnight report from San Francisco where officials reviewing what happened have determined that the plane itself was traveling significantly below the speed. Those planes should be at about 210 to 240 miles an hour as they land. Takeoff speed's about 180. They slow it down quickly to 180. If they get it on the ground, then it slows down more quickly. You can feel as the plane. Remarkably, that the fact there were 305 people on that plane and only two were killed. And as Ken said, really what happened with one of them, she was run over on the pavement. 7 seconds before the plane struck down, a member of the flight crew made a call to increase the jet's lagging speed. I'm guessing, because I listened to the cockpit, it was the captain who must have been asleep literally at the wheel, not to have recognized this as a problem. So they pulled up the stick, but the plane was too close to the ground, and so the rear end of the plane hit the side. Any of you have landed, I've landed at SFO any number of times. It's kind of picturesque coming in over the water, but and the way they built it, that's all on filled ground. And so they have the rocks that are the barriers, if you will, hold a fill in. and the plane hit the back, the tail of the plane as they pulled up the stick, as it was so close to the ground, hit that and fell off, came off. Anyway, so the plane was at 157 miles an hour, which is a good 40 miles an hour slower than a normal landing would have been taking place. The plane's engines were on idle, and they were under visual flight rules because the plane was sort of coasting in, kind of like a glider. The autopilot at this point in time, even though autopilots can land, most airlines do not allow the planes to land that way because, hello, that's what they're being they're paid to fly the plane, fly the damn plane. Anyway, all right, Kenny, what else have you got?
Let's see. Just one more comment from Liz. She says, "Dear U.S. media, stop leading with Asiana Airlines crash and report on Quebec oil train disaster. Mm-hmm. 72, 73 cars carried fuel, 5 dead and 40 missing."
Yep, that's a good point. And so that's why we've talked about so far both of these things, because they're both significant events. Not a great way to start a Monday, but it is what people will be talking about through the course of the day. And this is oftentimes for people their first shot at figuring out what is going on. So we're here and not necessarily happy to bring the information, but the information is pretty clear, concise, and consistent with all of the reports that we've been able to synthesize. So that's really the story. The Zimmerman trial resumes today. We'll get to that in a moment here. Excuse me, on Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game.
Sasquatch!
Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. free you-won delicious pork and great value on...
Jackpot!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
All right, so here we are at 14 before the hour, Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I are monitoring what's going on news-wise and otherwise. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, back to the Zimmerman trial today in Florida. Here's radio man Jason Rance talking to James Tirata, a reporter that is looking at the way the news media trying to make this a trial about race.
From the start, most in the media said this case was nothing more than something about race. Has there been any evidence presented so far that suggests in any way whatsoever George Zimmerman acted based on Trayvon Martin's race?
Well, I can't answer that question definitively because I have not watched every minute of the trial. But there has been evidence suggesting that Martin might have profiled Zimmerman. And this was this Rachel Jean Tell, who was supposed to be the prosecutor's star witness. This is a young woman who was friends with Trayvon Martin. She said she was talking to him on the phone before the confrontation, which led to his being shot. And he described Zimmerman to her as, and I quote, a creepy-ass cracker. Now, cracker is, maybe you don't use that word very often up there in Seattle. We don't where I live most of the time in New York either, but cracker is a racial slur for white people.
Well, what's in it for the media to push the narrative that this was a racial crime? Why do it? You have a 17-year-old boy who was shot and killed. Isn't that enough of a story for the media to sort of jump on?
Well, first of all, I don't think the media started this. What happened was there was this shooting. The police interviewed Zimmerman, decided that nothing untoward had happened, and didn't charge him with anything. I kind of think that the activists who then got involved had a point that this probably merited more investigation. And maybe it merits a negligent manslaughter charge or something like that. But of course, the activists were the ones who brought this narrative to bear for their political reasons. And the media, by and large, are ideologically sympathetic. So this is really a matter of ideological bias. But it goes beyond bias. NBC had this doctored tape tape is an anachronism, but a doctored recording, where they took the 911 recording and they played two portions of Zimmerman spliced together in which he said, and I'm very closely paraphrasing here, this guy, referring to Martin, looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Well, where the conversation actually went was, Martin Zimmerman said, he looks like he's up to no good, he may be on drugs or something. Then the dispatcher said, does he look black, white, or Hispanic? And Zimmerman answered that, he looks black. So the racial comment was, in fact, completely innocent, and NBC altered the recording to make it look as though it was a sign of guilt.
All right. So that's that overview. Here is Matt Gutman reporting on the prosecution wrapping up their part of the trial and preparing for what's going on this week for the defense.
Both sides trying to use a lot of emotion here. That's because the central question in this trial and facing the jury is, what were George Zimmerman's intentions that night? Now, the prosecution spent 9 days trying to prove that Zimmerman shot Martin because he wanted to. Expect the defense to try to prove that he shot him because he had to.
This morning, George Zimmerman's case is finally in his attorney's hands. And the first witness the defense called Friday, his mother, Gladys, had questioned the howls in this 911 call.
Do you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
And whose voice was that?
My son, George.
Moments later, rare emotion from Zimmerman, who claimed self-defense, as his uncle also defended him. But it was another mother's testimony which captivated the courtroom Friday. Sabrina Fulton also asked about those 911 calls.
And who do you recognize that to be, man?
Trayvon Benjamin Martin.
The grieving mother's testimony capping the prosecution's 9 days of sometimes jarring testimony.
All right, so that's what you'd expect. It'd be interesting to see how this all plays out. Obviously, maybe some people think too much time being spent on this. What's going on with Mr. Snowden up next year?
I have bought a few.
few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
After the hour, Doug and Ken in the conversation mode as we start this weekend. Well, it's sort of the weekend for some people who have been working for the last 7 days. Maybe you have Monday off. If you're on your way home, be careful. The heat continues in much of our country. Hot, humid weather. But it's July. Hello. What's going on with the weather? It's called summertime. That's what it's called. The fate of Mr. Snowden and all of the political machinations back and forth from yesterday's Meet the Press. David Gregory, who's not exactly what you'd call a big inspiration, talks here to Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey about the offer from Venezuela that Snowden get asylum there.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden, who is still stuck at a hotel in this transit zone in Russia's airport in Moscow. He's been offered asylum now by Venezuela. There are other countries in Latin America, including Bolivia and Nicaragua, also offering him asylum. Chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, what are the repercussions? What should the repercussions be for those countries if they grant him asylum?
Well, clearly, it's very clear that any of these countries that accept Snowden and offer him political asylum is taking a step against the United States. It's making a very clear statement. I'm not surprised by the countries that are offering him asylum. They like sticking it to the United States. I think, you know, you have to look, you know, whether you look at trade preferences that may exist with these countries, other elements of our policy, our aid, our trade. You have to look at it and decide, in fact, if any of these countries actually accept Snowden and he gets there, then you're going to have to decide how you react. But clearly, any such acceptance of Snowden to any country, any of these three or any other, is going to put them directly against the United States, and they need to know that.
All right. So there's that piece, the usual stuff. How about we listen to a radio host named Geraldyn Steele? Here she has Virgil Wiebe on, who is a political analyst of sorts, about what the term political asylum, this ought to be very instructive. I think, Kenny, a lot of people don't know what it means. What do they do? Do they give this guy a house? Is it like the witness protection plan? Or is, you know, once you get there, you're on your own? How does this all work? Let's listen.
So many of us have different definitions of what political asylum means. Do you ever get that? Do you ever hear people are just so wrong about it?
Well,
I think most people have a basic sense that's correct about what political asylum is. We can get into the details, but I imagine most people think that if someone is fearing for their life or freedom because of what they believe, they should be given protection somewhere. And that really is at the core of the international law around political asylum.
But it is based on what they believe.
Well, it can be based on what they believe. Sometimes it can be based on what a government mistakenly believes about them. And sometimes what a government may sort of impute to them or attribute to them. But the United Nations treaty or the international treaty that over 150 countries are a part of, including the United States, says that if someone is afraid, if they've been persecuted or they fear being persecuted because of their race, their religion, their nationality, their membership in a particular social group or their religion, then they can be entitled to asylum. That's the law in a very small nutshell. And then it can, you know, why someone should not get asylum can also be brought into that. But that's it in just a sentence.
So we have this this young man, Edward Snowden, and his whole situation, of course, he being an American, is that something that's more common than we know for an American to seek political asylum?
It's quite unusual, and so that's what really makes this fascinating, because very often it's the United States that's granting asylum. The United States grants asylum or refugee status, political asylum or asylum, to about 40,000 people a year, and then we invite about 60,000, 70,000 people a year to come to this country as refugees.
Wow, that's incredible.
And so for someone from the United States to be seeking asylum, that really does catch one's attention.
All right. Also on the list, Kenny, is Cuban President Raul Castro, who has thrown his support behind some of the other leftist Latin governments who are willing to give asylum to Mr. Snowden, called him a man persecuted for his ideals. So it'd be nice to have him. He could be closer to home that way if he was down in Cuba. Right?
Be neighbors.
Have fun. Enjoy the sun. All right, so that's an overview of some of the things people are talking about in this hour of Good Day, 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.